Malaysian JP, what an entertaining, nail-biting race. There was action all over the field and on the track. So let's take it from the beginning and let's try to break it down, shall we? The action basically started at the formation lap, when Massa couldn't start his Williams and had to be dragged into the pit lane, and started from there. Then as the lights went out, the race began. Vettel got a great start and decided to make a move on the two fighting Mercedes from fifth place on the grid. But as Max Verstappen put it, Sebastian is crazy. He went into Rosberg like an idiot. And that was the end of the race for Vettel. His shunt also dropped Rosberg to the back of the grid in 16th. And because of that, we had a virtual safety car at lap number 4. And then one again in lap number 9, after Grosjean spun out into the gravel because of Haas's brake issues? Looked more like Ferrari's engine problems. That's when we saw all the teams implement their tyre strategy and race strategies and box their cars. All the teams except for Mercedes and Rosberg, who by lap 16 was already overtaking Perez for 8th. But at the top, everything looked great for Lewis Hamilton, who was totally dominating the race, around 20 seconds ahead of the hungry Red Bulls of Ricciardo and Verstappen. And all that Nico could do was grab 4th by lap 38 by literally slapping his car on Kimi Raikkonen's Ferrari. That was until lap number 41, when Lewis's engine blew out and took him out of the race, with him screaming, "Ah, no, no!" Sorry. Also, somebody lost a wheel in the middle there. So at lap 51st out of 56, we had a smiling assassin Ricciardo leading the race and battling with his young teammate Max. And Rosberg with a 10-second time penalty for contact with Kimi Raikkonen trying to maintain a 12-second distance. And that's how we finish. Ricciardo 1, Max 2nd, Rosberg 3rd, all doing shoeys. Raikkonen came in 4th, followed by Bottas in 5th, who did a Perez with an impressive one-stop strategy for Williams. Perez came in 6th, Alonso in 7th, Hulken 8th with the other Force India, Button in 9th, and Palmer in 10th, who scored his first ever points, much to the delight of all F1 broadcasters from UK. Yay! But here's the real takeaway from this race. Nico Rosberg is now 23 points ahead of Lewis Hamilton, with only 5 races to go. It's not a very commanding lead, but a very difficult one to overcome for Hamilton. Can he do it? He's a world champion. 2. Force India increased the lead on Williams, but it was only by 2 points. And this team battle for 4th is no way done. I don't think it will be done by the end of the season. 3. As the season is ending, we are seeing reliability issues crop in. If so, are we going to see the Merc fail again? And what about the other teams, like Haas and that Ferrari engine? Well, I'm Ishanath. I'm going to keep a close eye on all that and more. And I'll see you here next time.